Hello, dear friends. Welcome once again to Let's Talk About Jesus. We're so glad to be with you in Madison in North Florida. And we're so glad to be with you if you're listening by computer in any state in America and anywhere in the world. Right here on WMAF every Tuesday, we have a great message for you today from God's eternal word. So we pray that you will take time from the busyness of your life to be lifted up today. The Bible is basically a message of hope throughout all of the Bible. Even if it condemns us because of our sin, and it should, it gives us hope that we can be forgiven in Jesus Christ. So I want you to stay tuned today. If you know the Lord, we want you to learn from the Word of God how to live undisturbed in an uncertain world. Actually, we're going to talk today about practicing holy carelessness. And you don't want to miss this message. It's so important and so vital to people living under the stressful conditions of what the scripture called the end time or perilous times. And certainly we know that we're living in those last days, and there are conditions that would put incredible stress upon people upon the earth during the tribulation and just prior to the great tribulation. The Bible said men's hearts would fail them for fear and for looking at the things which are coming upon the earth. So folks, I want to give you a message of hope today from the Word of God, and I pray that you will stay tuned. Before we begin our message, and it will be from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, on the subject of practicing holy carelessness. Does it mean being irresponsible? It means living in the light of God's promises and living in faith in these fearful times. God is so gracious to give us His Word and to teach us how to get through these days, even though they be dark. God is so very, very faithful today. We're so glad that you are part of our listening family. We just we feel that it's a growing family. This station WMAF is such a wonderful station. This broadcast originates here in Tampa, Florida, where I pastor the Holy Church of God. And this is an independent assembly of God. Just want to clarify that. We are in good standing since 1974 and have hosted some conferences here years ago. God has been so good to us here in Tampa. But you know what we don't have in Tampa? We don't have a radio broad station like WMAF. This is a very special station, and several people who listen to our broadcast by computer are now faithful listeners of WMAF by computer as it streams. So we're grateful if you're listening by computer today, anywhere that this broadcast finds you. We're so glad that you are part of the WMAF family and therefore part of our listening family. And other ministers and ministries in song, the music and ministries, it's just a family-friendly station, and we're part of that family, and we're glad to be part of it. So let's get into the Word of God today. You that are in Madison, we're your devotional Bible